Happy Monday and happy Memorial Day, everybody. Welcome to summer 2018. And what better way to kick it off than with a great trip report? We're going to talk with listener Alicia about her Star Wars half marathon weekend. Don't worry if you're not a runner. We've got lots of regular Disney talk as well. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Two great books at that site. One is about Disneyland and how Walt Disney took his dream of bringing animation into a three-dimensional realm that the folks that loved his characters and his stories could walk through and experience. And then, of course, we're all Walt Disney World fans, so I recommend Beyond the Wisdom of Walt. Author Jeff Barnes' newest book talks about Walt Disney World, bringing that idea of Disneyland to the East Coast of Central Florida. Not only do you get these fun stories, but it also helps you get fired up for life, helps you build better relationships and get the most out of those around you. So check out these books in all kinds of forms. Just drop by Amazon or go over to thewisdomofwalt.com. Save time and money on the next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal Vacation with our friends over at touringplans.com, the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. For about the cost of a chicken sandwich over in the waffle and chicken sandwich at Sleepy Hollow, you're getting 365 days of great information. So don't wait. Go today. Check them out at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1,334 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Monday to you and happy Memorial Day weekend. Summer 2018 has arrived, so if you're a teacher, you have made it. You're there. Even if school doesn't get out for the next week or two, you're there. And I know some of our friends in the South that teach, you've probably been out for a week, so everybody kick it off, you know, go grill some dogs this weekend and enjoy a great trip report. We're going to have fun and we're heading up to New York City. Check it out from via Kansas and St. Louis. I don't get all this, but Alicia's joining us today to have some fun. Alicia, thanks for coming on the show today.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And you said you're about two blocks from Times Square. That just sounds so awesome to me.
Yeah, it's awesome. it's a lot.
I could imagine it's not too boring where you're, because you said you were in St. Louis for a while, so you kind of get that. I've been in St. Louis my entire life. I've lived here for my entire life, and I've done everything 17 times over. So, you know, it gets a little boring here, which I doubt it is in New York City.
That is the truth. I do have to say, you never, ever run out of things to do.
So real quick, for those that have never been, like myself, that, you know, Disney fans out there, you got the Disney store in Times Square, right? That's a must do.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful, too.
Nice. Nice. I got to get there. Ricky talked about it for days. I'm like, it's a Disney store, Ricky. She's like, it's more than a Disney store. You got to understand. It's not what they had at the Galleria here in St. Louis. I'm like, okay, you're probably right. Anyway, we're going to talk Disney today, and you had a recent trip. You were down for the Star Wars Half Marathon weekend, which was around April 20th or so, about a month ago?
Yeah, about that.
All right. Well, it's good to have a current trip. Actually, and for folks that are wondering, Alicia and I were on the schedule for over a year, and we were going to talk about her previous trip that she emailed me so excitedly about, but it's been so long, we've had so many requests that she forgot about that trip. She's gone on another one, so that's why we're doing this one. So that's where we are. So tell me about the planning for this trip. When did you decide to go down in April, and how did your planning go?
Well, basically, I wanted to do a Run Disney race, and I should preface this by saying that my family and I are not runners in any way, shape, or form. So I thought it'd be a cool way to get my husband and my son, who's 10, out and more active. And, you know, of course, you've got the carrot of Disney World, too. So that was what kept me going when I was doing my training. And I should put training in quotes, because, like, you're a real marathoner. We're just doing the 5K. But I wanted to start small and see what it was all about. So I would, the thing that would get me to train was I would only allow myself to listen to my Disney podcasts when I was out running. And I did the Jeff Galloway run, walk, run technique, because that is the only thing that kept me from being injured. And so that's why we decided to go. And we're big Star Wars fans, so, well, so it seemed like a no-brainer.
I approve the Jeff Galloway stuff. I don't approve the idea of only listening to podcasts when you're on a training run, because back in the day, I would have never listened to a Disney podcast because I used to hate to train. Now, I've kind of, I'm obsessive, so now I've gone the other direction. I run every day. So it's I don't know what, I can't find a good balance. But you know what, you said you just did the 5K. I think that anybody that gets out there, signs up for a race, you did training, you trained, and you brought the whole family together. You are definitely a runner, because I think that when you get there, for folks who haven't done a Run Disney race, and this whole show is not going to be about Run Disney, so stick with us here for a second. But, you know, many people were like, oh, I'm not a runner. I don't want to talk about running. It's such a fun environment and experience to go down and just try a 5K, because that is the perfect bridge for somebody that's never been a runner to get out there and see what it's all about. And I'm sure that when you hit the expo, you know, to pick up your bibs and you see all the excitement of, you know, everybody's arriving, there's vendors, there's, you know, the Run Disney people up getting you pumped up for the race at the expo. And I'm sure at that point your family felt like, wow, you know, this is something that it's special, you know, and you go back to your training. You guys did training runs together. It's a neat environment. Now you get to celebrate that down at Walt Disney World.
It's totally true. And it really is just sort of like, I don't know, it didn't feel like work. It was just really, really a delight. And my husband, I'm jumping ahead a bit, but my husband is now obsessed. I think he signed us up for 6 more races. We're going down in June to do the Beignet race that they have at French Quarter.
Nice.
We're doing, we got Wine and Dine. We're doing that, and we're going to try to sign up for, we can't decide between Marathon and Princess weekends, and then we'll do Star Wars again.
Oh man, you guys, you talk about, you guys didn't get bit by the bug, you got like ran over by the steamroller bug. There goes your money. There, Run Disney's got you, so you better go get a second job. That's what I had to do. That's
it,
awesome.
So it's the medals.
It is. Well, it's, you know, for me, I love the medals. I mean, they're right here in the studio. I'm looking at them right now. It is. But the thing about the medals to me, you know, because I've been doing these races now, I probably have about 30 medals hanging on the wall because of Dopey. It's not that I've done that many events, but it's the memories associated with each medal. You know, I got the one from the race that never happened, the half marathon from Marathon Weekend, not this past year, but the year before, that we got the medal because we ran in the rain around the boardwalk and the beach club.
That was an amazing story. I remember you telling that story.
It's like I got all these crazy memories associated with all these medals, and that's what it's really all about for me. It's the memories, I think, more than the medals, but the medals kind of give me that jumping point. So let's talk about where you stayed and what led up to the trip. So talk about transportation down there, where you stayed, that kind of stuff.
We decided to stay at Pop because I we'd never been there, and I wanted to check out one of the refurbished rooms. And I was also just curious about what Pop Century was like. We do mostly moderates. We've stayed at French Quarter and Riverside and Caribbean Beach and all of them, but I wanted to see what was going on at Pop. And I knew that the bus was going to be pretty easy for the race from there. So we flew in on Thursday. The race was Friday. And we got up at 2. I think I got up at 2. We landed at 9. So we were all just wiped. But I didn't want to make it a park day. So I decided to, obviously we're going to go to the expo and get our bibs, but I also decided to sign us up for a DVC tour.
Nice. Oh, see, now you're really getting rid of all your money. I mean, anything that was left, I mean, come on now, you're killing me. We're seven minutes in and you've spent a fortune. I know how this is going to go.
Well, they got me. They hooked me because they're like, first off, you'll get to see all these resorts you've never seen before, because they can take you on tours. They have model rooms from the Polynesian, Aulani, and either Copper Creek or Boulder Ridge. I can't remember which one. And so I wanted to see those, but then they also incentivized that with 3 extra fast passes and $100 gift card.
Oh, well, that works. Like,
yeah.
And don't they do they still do the ice cream? I know they used to do that at some
do.
Point.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say, that gets me, right? Yes.
Yeah, they do the ice cream. And at the end, because they'll take you, they'll pick you up from your resort, and they'll take you anywhere you want to go after you're done. And they must have heard me talking because I was yapping in the ice cream place where you book the transportation home, how much I wanted to check out the minivans. So guess what we get?
Very nice. What'd you think? What'd you think of them?
Nice.
A lot of folks haven't used them yet. What were your thoughts?
They're adorable. And I think that if you have a family and need car seats or are a large family, I think they're great. We used Lyft a lot this trip, which we'd never done before. Normally we just do the bus transportation, and I don't think we ever paid more than $7, and they were there within 2 to 3 minutes. Everyone was super nice, totally clean cars. And the minivans are adorable, but they're 25.
Yeah.
And I was like, well,
I loved them.
Stick with the Lyft.
Yeah, I agree. I loved them when we did them. We were there the weekend they launched, or the week that they launched, and they were free because they were giving the driver, you know, they're just kind of testing them out and seeing how they all work. So we loved it at a free cost, but then you're right. I mean, we use Uber. And the thing is, for somebody like me that's from the Midwest, you know, we don't use a lot of mass transit or, you know, buses and stuff. Everybody just has a car. We're in the suburbs. And so for me, it's really strange to, you know, use something like an Uber or ride sharing service. Now, is that something you guys use in New York City more often? So you're kind of more comfortable with like Lyft and Uber and that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. We don't have a car.
Oh,
so
wow.
We always get around. I know. It's so crazy when you're from the Midwest. But yeah, no car. And so we're totally used to cabs and Ubers and subways. And I think one thing that's terrible, though, is because we use the subway so much, it's kind of robbed the magic of the monorail from my son.
I can see that.
Yeah. He's like, it's not right, but it's the monorail.
It's a subway in the sky. It's not the highway in the sky. It's just
exactly.
It's a fancy subway.
Exactly.
Nice. I had never thought of that.
So we did the DVC, and you know, I'm really glad we did it. I learned a lot. I went in fairly well armed. I'd done a lot of research, and while I don't think the finances make sense for us right now, I can totally see how they would. For some types of vacationers. And it was, if you have a free day, it is well worth it.
Nice.
To go and experience that.
That's a creative way, though, to think about, you know, that travel day, because I think that's the biggest quandary that we always have is like you arrive kind of tired. Some people are jet lagged. Parks, you know, are demanding on you. You get very tired standing in lines, you know, walking around a theme park. So it is kind of, you know, a lot of the default answer we usually give is, you know, tour resorts or go to Disney Springs, but I like that. It's another thing to kind of put in your back pocket. Let me ask you, you said you typically stay at Moderates, but you stayed at Pop this time. So what were your overall thoughts of the family at Pop?
I totally loved it. I thought it was great. The refurbished rooms I really loved. They're so clean, and I know they're not bigger, but I think the redesign makes them feel bigger. The carpet always... Art of Animation, we stayed in the Little Mermaid rooms and they still had the carpets. And I'm always kind of skeeved out by carpet in something that's used that much. So it's nice hardwood-esque floors and tons of outlets. You can charge your phone anywhere, two sinks. And I really liked the pops of color that they'd done. I know some people complain that it feels a little sterile, but I really loved it. And I love the one bus or the one stop there. I absolutely recommend it. You can't beat the price point either.
Yeah, I agree. And they're perfect for race weekends too. So good stuff there. Now, let me ask you about going to the expo and the race itself. So let's kind of put that here in the middle of the show, some of the Run Disney talk. So this is your first Run Disney event. Obviously, you guys enjoyed it enough that you're going to, you know, make this a focus of future trips. But what still stands out to you a month later? Because I was there as well, and I thought that, You know, and I've done a lot of Run Disney events, and some have been better than others. And I think that they have learned over the years, because, you know, I was there for the very first Star Wars half marathon weekend. I didn't go last year, and then I came back. This was the third year. And this one was, honestly, overall, I only did the half marathon. I didn't do the others because I was working. We're down there for a work trip. But
You only did the half marathon.
Well, usually I try to do all the races. I figure if I'm traveling down, I may as well run them all. But this time, I just because of the schedule, I couldn't. But the thing was, it was a very pleasant experience. I felt like Run Disney was really on their game, and I had a lot of background to draw from, you know, and they do things pretty good, but everything seemed really nice. So what were your overall thoughts of like the expo, getting your bibs, and then getting ready for the race?
Yeah, I thought it was incredibly well managed. We had the minivan drop us off at the expo. We did not go into the merchandise building, which... because I was really worried about how much money we'd spend in there. So I managed to get everybody past that and go get our bibs. And I was amazed. I mean, there was no waiting. You found where you picked up your bib. Everything was really well marked. You got shirt. We were in and out in 10, 15 minutes.
Good deal.
It was really well organized. And then the race itself, it's really early, which I knew. I got up at 2:30 and we got on the bus. We were on the bus by 4. We were the last corral. And because I knew we were going to be slow, not that for the 5Ks, they don't time you because they want it to be a family friendly race. So I wasn't worried about that, but I still didn't want the pressure of having to feel like we needed to be at all fast, because I knew we were not going to be. One thing I will say, and you probably don't have this experience because I imagine you're in one of the earlier corrals, but we got there at about 4:30 and we didn't start running until 6:45,
yeah.
Which... Excuse me.
I've been there because I've been in the back corrals just because I didn't, you know, I signed up late and I didn't have a qualifying time, you know, to go with and they just throw you in the back when that happens. And I know it's you're amped. The problem is, and I'm sure this is your case too. Like, I'm like a tiger in a cage, man. I'm like, right, because they shoot off the fireworks for like the very first corral, like even the wheelchair athletes, you know, like they're all, you know, it's like, oh my God, I'm ready to go. And then it's like, you got to wait 45 minutes till you get to the line. It's so frustrating.
Oh, I know, you know, and it's just, you know, 4:30 to 6:45. That's a long time to make a 10-year-old wait mm-hmm. in the dark when he's had not enough sleep. So I was like, oh, this is not going to go well. Oh, boy. But he was a trooper. And I know a lot of people complain because you start running and you're in the back roads and you're just, you know, running on the streets. But I was like, I'm running on a street. There's no cars.
I know, I'm running under these Epcot running. Signs. I know, like, I'm running next to this billboard for Test Track, you know, or whatever it
yeah.
is. You know, I love that. Yeah.
It's really cool. And then you go through, you enter into Epcot, and it is like in The Wizard of Oz when it goes from black and white to Technicolor. And it, because it was dawn and they had the torches lit, I guess I've actually never been at Epcot at night, but I imagine for illuminations, they light these huge torches and you come through and everyone's like, oh, it's so beautiful. And even though you're there with all the runners, it still feels empty. And all the cast members were out there and all dressed up with their flags cheering you on. And it was just so cool. It was so, so cool.
Let me just tell you, because I know exactly what you're talking about. And first of all, I almost had to end the show saying you've never been at Epcot at night. Okay. Because that hurts my heart right here. That hurts my heart. you gotta fix that. That is there's something wrong with that. But I'll let that go. So, you know, I've done that race many times because the 10K and the 5K both kind of have the same. You come into World Showcase at dawn with the torches going, the music playing. It's like, for a Disney fan, it's like utopia. You know, it is exactly what you want to see. And it gets me still every time. I've probably done it 10 times now, and I love it. It's the epitome of what a Run Disney event is. You know, you're running on stage, you're getting cheered on, you're in your favorite place. you know, I would imagine that, you know, you kind of got chills too. And what did your family say? I mean, because it sounds like you might be the biggest Disney fan in your family. Maybe I'm wrong. What was the conversation like during the race?
It was, well, for my son, it was a lot more, how much longer do we have to do this? But, my husband was pretty much like me, just oohing and aahing. And it was just really cool. And I think one of the things I really liked about the 5K, and I would say this for anyone who's considering it, who's like, I'm not going to run that long. You don't have to run it. Mm-hmm. Almost, I would say there were at least 200 people behind me who were just walking it with their kids. It's just, you know, they're going to walk a 5K and they're going to have this really cool experience. They're going to get a medal at the end. They got some great exercise, had a cool experience, and they're going on in their day. And I think that's just as valid an experience as us sort of scoot walking it, you know, walk running it. And so it was just a really nice to see lots of different levels of people.
Yeah, that's exactly
doing this whole thing together.
That's exactly what I enjoy about the 5Ks, because I'll be honest, I walk the 5Ks on marathon weekend because I'm saving my legs for the longer races later in the weekend, and we have a good time. You know, we walk with our wives, you know, Pam and Elizabeth, they go, and, you know, Mallory and Paige, you know, we basically just kind of tour World Showcase. And of course, you got to eat up that first mile and a half out on the roads, but that's not bad. You hang out, you have fun, you just have a good time, and there's no stress. That's what I like about the 5K. So we're going to kind of move on from the Run Disney stuff here in a second, I promise. But for anybody that's thinking about it, the 5Ks are just, they're not stressful. You don't have to think about it as, you know, I joke how on marathon weekend, you have to wear short shorts and sneakers everywhere you go. That's the race where it's not like that. You can wear whatever you want. You can just go out and stroll and have a good time. And you're going to get a medal. You're going to get a very special souvenir to take home, because like you said, you'd put in some time before you went down to Walt Disney World training, run, walk, you know, kind of learning with your family. And now you have a medal. You have a tangible item hanging in your house. It's Disney. It's Star Wars. You know what I'm saying? And, like, that's exciting. So I hope you would encourage folks to give it a shot if they've never done it, too, because I really hope people give it a shot.
Totally would. And what's also, and this is the last thing I'll say about the running, what's been really cool about it, though, is that we're continuing it. So now that my son has had a taste of it and he's gotten that medal, we train about three times a week here in the city, just running up along the Hudson. And it's really great family time, just us all together. We run, then we stop and get a little bit of dinner and walk home. And it's just something we never would have done before if we hadn't done this.
Yeah, it's so crazy because so many folks, and it's so true of myself. This is why I think it's so important to me that I hear so many people that, you know, went and they're like, you know, maybe sometime it was a significant other that said, you know what, you should try to do a 5K. Let's do a Run Disney event together. And then what happens is exactly what you're saying, is that it leads to a lifestyle change. You know, you want to kind of become more active, and you have somebody, whether it's a family member or a friend that's a Disney fan with you, you start, you know, getting together, going on bike rides, hikes, whatever it is, just trying to get yourself in shape for that next race. And it just becomes a part of your life. And it's weird how Disney can do that to us, because I used to hate running and now I run. Because honestly, I get up in the morning, first thing I do is put on the sneakers and run, because that's my, it's kind of different from you, because that's my time to kind of think about the day. And you know, it's not meditating, but it's also that time with myself to kind of get creative ideas for the podcast. If I can come up with them, how am I going to attack the day? It's my time to get focused. And I think everybody needs that time. And it's weird how Disney led us down that path. And it sounds like it's done that for a lot of folks.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
All right. So let's talk about, you know, you go down for a race, but hey, man, it's Walt Disney World and we're Disney fans. So tell us about some of the exciting times you had outside of the 5K.
Yeah, it was great. That night we went to the Magic Kingdom and got to wear our medals, which was fantastic. word to the wise, put those medals inside your shirt when you're riding Big Thunder Mountain, though. Woo! Yes.
Or Tower of Terror, they'll knock you out.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. So we had fast passes for Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder, and Seven Dwarfs. And those are all of our favorites, so it was awesome to get those. My husband rode Splash by himself. My son doesn't love it, and my knee was killing me because, like I said, I had not trained well. So I sat that one out, And then they went to the shooting arcade, and I sat and rested my knee. But while they were at the shooting arcade, I noticed the popcorn place right across in Frontierland, and they had they're doing the souvenir popcorn buckets, where for $10 you can get this popcorn bucket and refill it for $1.75. And let me tell you, I utilized that.
We did that last summer. Oh my gosh. You know what? We're paying $10, and I know popcorn's like a nickel a bucket, but no. we tried to get our money's worth on that thing. Emily and Mallory filled that thing up so many times. It was ridiculous.
I know. It's so great. And yeah, you're right. You feel like you're pulling, putting one over on Disney, and they're like, but still what you would have paid otherwise. So it was totally worth it. And then later that night, or later for lunch, we went to Skipper Canteen, which is one of our favorite restaurants there. I think it's totally underrated. It's super delicious. We all just really enjoy it. And I thought this was really sweet. We didn't order dessert, so they brought us a cupcake for finishing the race.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I love hearing that.
That was really sweet.
Because you know what? Not only is it the gesture, I mean, I'm sure you guys probably took a picture with the cupcake. And again, it's another memory. It's like a tangible thing.
Exactly. It's really, really fun. And then it was starting to get crowded, and we were wiped out from 2 days of getting up at 2:30 in the morning. So went back to the resort and took a nap. And then later that night, headed out to the boardwalk, which none of us had ever been to. That's really fun. Mm-hmm. Went to Abracadabar to check that out, which is a beautifully Imagineered bar. Really love the theming in there. And then we went to Yacht Club for dinner.
Nice. So what'd you have? Do you have Yachtsman's, or did you go to Cruise Cup? Where'd you go at Yacht Club?
We went to Yachtsman's, yeah.
So I've never been there. Everybody's been there but me. I don't know why. And I'm a steak guy, but I don't. Maybe I'm because I'm a cheap guy. That's probably what it is. So tell us about Yachtsman's.
Yachtsman is, if you're going to have a splurgy meal, it is well worth it. I'm a bit of a steak snob. We have really incredible steakhouses here, and I'm from Kansas, so I'm used to good meat. But we were all really impressed. And I think the service there is better than any place. And I liked the decor. I don't love the Yacht Club itself. The Yacht Club is a little stuffier than I normally like. But the Yachtsman is more Frank Lloyd Wright, sort of 1940s, almost cabin-y. And it's just really cozy in there. It was really fun. And we got to walk and check out Stormalong Bay. I wanted to see what that looked like. And we got to check that out after dinner. And it was excellent. There's some really good food. But it's definitely a splurge. Let's yeah, be clear.
I know. We're staying at Yacht Club this actually about a month from now. And so I'm excited about Stormalong Bay. Thinking about Yachtsman's, but who knows? I mean, I'll probably just, go across the way to Ample Hills and have an ice cream instead. It's way cheaper.
Yeah, whenever you mention Ample Hills, I live around the corner from Ample Hills.
Oh, you're
there's
killing
one,
me.
There's one right around the corner.
You guys have it all. You guys have it all up there. I'm telling you, man. We don't have any of that. It's a good thing we don't have it here, or else I'd be 300 pounds. So it'd be bad.
But you do have Ted Drew's, which is the best frozen custard.
Well, I'm a Fritz's guy, but that's just me. Because it's, down the street from me. Ted Drew's South kind of. But anyway, we're talking St. Louis here. So how long did you guys stay? Did you guys stay just the weekend, or how'd that go?
We left on Monday. We got in on Thursday and left on Monday. So the next day we slept in and went to Animal Kingdom. And it was the day before Earth Day, the 20th anniversary. And that was the only day that it felt really crowded. And so luckily we had a pretty good touring plan and some really good fast passes. So we slept in. And went on Primeval World, which I know some people really hate, but I think it's a super fun little ride. And then we hit Cali River Rapids and rider swapped Everest. And Everest, maybe just because I'm getting older, but boy, that ride just wrecks me when we go backwards.
Oh, me too. You know what? I do it once a year now. We do it during the marathon. Just because we're, you look like a bunch of idiots when you run off the course of the marathon, jump on a roller coaster, because the day guests are like, you're crazy to be getting on a roller coaster in the middle of your race. And I'm like, yeah, we are, and we stink, and it's just part of the fun. But you're right. When that thing goes backwards, it makes me want to just vomit. But I do it that one time just so I can get the picture, you know?
I know. That's good. I have to say, your stories about doing that have totally inspired me. And if I ever work up to a marathon, I am totally doing that.
It's all about being a lunatic. That's all it is.
It's great. And then we went to Avatar. I'd written, or Flight of Passage, and I'd written it in December, the trip before, and got really motion sick on it. And so I wanted a redo because everyone else loved it, and I wanted the chance to see what everyone was just so enamored about. So I took some Dramamine, and I talked to a very friendly cast member who told me to sit in the middle specifically. If you have any people who get motion sick, request seat 9B is what they said, because it's the most central. And I have to say, it was a whole different experience.
Oh,
it
nice.
Didn't get sick at all. It was super incredible. The 3D worked. When I'd ridden it before, the 3D effect, my glasses were not working right. And I was like, okay, I get it. I get why everyone thinks this is so awesome.
That's it. I'm going to use 9B. I'm going to do that this summer when we're down in a month. I'll have to do that because, you know, I do like it. I enjoy it. It's not my top, you know, it's so many people say this is it. This is the number one theme park ride of all time. I don't see it that way, but I do enjoy it. So maybe I think if I try that, hey, it might move up the list. So that's why I love this show. No matter how many times you've gone, every one of our guests throws in a great tidbit that's going to help make the next trip better. So I appreciate that. That's great.
You bet. And that night we got tickets to the Star Wars dessert party in Hollywood Studios, and we're really, really excited to check that out. So before we went, we had dinner at Satuli Canteen just because I wanted something in my stomach before just going bananas at a dessert party. And that was really fun. You know, I think I was less psyched about the food than I thought I was going to be, but I think we're going to try it again because maybe we just, you know, hit them on an off night or something, because I love the concept of it. So we went to the dessert party. Word to the wise, get there early.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Because, yeah, it was a bunch of locusts descending on that bar.
That's true. That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, have you done the dessert party?
I have done dessert parties, yes. I've done them. We did one actually for Happily Ever After when I was down for the same weekend you were. Pam treated all the travel agents to one, so we got to do that on her tab, which was very nice. And I've done them for media events, too, and it's the same thing. Like, you know, you put out free sweets for everybody, and we've all seen Disney desserts. I mean, they almost look too good to eat, and then you have, you know, 100 of them all lined up in perfect rows. People just can't help themselves, man. It's like the last meal on earth, I think some people think.
Yeah, it was crazy. So we ran and grabbed a table, and I will say, if you're going to do the Star Wars dessert party, we just grabbed tables in the main room that had the bar and the desserts. My top tip is to keep going, and because you're in Launch Bay, and if you keep going, there's a room that's set up to look like the cantina, and they have tables in there. It's a lot quieter, and also that's where the stormtroopers come. And if you want pictures or to interact with the stormtroopers, you need to be around in that area. So you get away from the crowds. Now you're further from the food and the bar. But I think it's a much cooler experience.
So let me ask you this about the dessert party, because this is the question I always have to everybody. Now that you've done it, because they are, you know, again, they're a splurge. They're a, you know, a something that you have to pay extra for. And so is this something you would do again, or is it something like it was a one and done, or, you know, what are your thoughts on it now that you have the experience?
I would say for us, it was probably a one and done. It was definitely cool. And, you know, we got a very cool Captain Phasma Stein as a parting gift. So, you know, it's fun to drink out of that. But it just, it sort of felt like both too much and too little. There was just sort of a lot of sweet things and a lot of time where not much happened and sort of a lot of kind of wandering around. So I don't know. I'm glad we did it, but we don't need to do it again.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, because when you go to a dessert party, they are fun. I mean, you feel like a VIP. I can say that because, you know, like you don't have to, you get whatever you want during the party, you know, as far as the sweets. But then again, you know, you're paying a premium for that experience and you can only eat so many sweets. I mean, be honest, you know, like three or four and you're just like, you're eating them to eat them at that point, just because you're trying to see the value in it, you know? And yeah, so I tell everybody, give it a shot once, you know, maybe it is your thing. But, you know, some people, it's a one and done. You know, I enjoy them, but I don't know if I'd pay for them each and every trip. I know I wouldn't, you know, maybe once a year, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Also, I think it was my husband discovered that once he tipped the bartender, his subsequent drinks got significantly stronger. So if that's something that you want, that's a top tip. Tip your bartender and they'll tip you with alcohol.
They'll make you tipsy. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. That's what I was going for. Yes.
You
got it.
They'll get you tipsy faster. All right. So we have about 5 minutes left. So let's wrap up the trip. I just want to get everything in here. This has been a great show. I love hearing about all this stuff. It makes me excited for my trip coming up. But, you know, looking back now, what else, like, do you want to get in here? Because our audience here on Memorial Day is kicking back, grilling, hopefully, maybe, you know, chilling in the backyard. Put another smile on their face. What else happened?
Blizzard Beach. We've never done any of the water parks. And one thing I would say, that was the one day when it was a real threat of rain. And so we were like, maybe we're just idiots hitting a water park with, you know, like 80% chance of rain. But turned out the rain held off. And when we got there, it was empty. They said, I think we were number 30 of the people that got, like, no one was there. So we rode their new, I don't know what their new raft ride is, 6 times in a row. We never waited more than 3 minutes for any ride. It was just having the park to ourselves. So don't be afraid if it's threatening rain to hit one of those water parks if it's still going to be warm. And also the water is very well heated, which I didn't expect. So that was really nice. And then we went back to Magic Kingdom and it was extra magic hours. And my little 10-year-old closed out the park, stayed till midnight, got to ride 7 Dwarfs again, Peter Pan and Big Thunder. And it was just such a great way to end it.
Man, this just sounds like you guys had this really kind of the perfect run Disney experience, but also a great, you know, trip. But getting in the things that were important for your family and having, you know, special experiences like going to a water park, a dessert party. It just sounds like everything went pretty well for you on this trip.
It did. And in fact, we decided to become annual pass holders. So that's how we're going to help cover the ticket costs for all these races we're going to come back and do.
Yeah, that's Disney math.
Oh, they got
right
me.
There.
They got me.
That's Disney math. Good job. You followed for that just like I have. So now you guys said you're going back in June, I believe you said, to do the Beignet Dash down at Port Orleans French Quarter. I hope to do that while I'm down there as well, because I've never done that. And I like dashing and I like beignets. So when are you guys heading back?
We're heading back the first week of June. So we're going to just go up for a long weekend. We found like that 4 days seems to be a nice magic time for us. We don't have to pull my son out of school too much. And that seems like a good amount for us. We're going to try, based on your, I think it's your recommendations, hitting Coronado.
No, I love Coronado. So, yep.
Yeah, excited to try that. And so just see what new experiences we can have this time.
All right. Well, make sure you'll obviously visit Pepper Market, the kind of food court area at Coronado, but it's definitely a step up from a food court. You'll like that. And make sure you have some time for the dig site pool That pool is amazing. Oh, yeah. So we're staying there as well. We're doing a triple split stay when we go down this summer. We had to tack on some at the end, so we're staying first at Coronado. Love Coronado. Then we're staying at Yacht Club because we're going to be there over the 4th of July. In the last few years, I've had to fight either buses or ride with Ricky after the 4th of July fireworks. And almost got killed last year, so I said, you know what? I'm going to get an Epcot area resort on an annual pass discount or something. So we're staying a couple nights there after the 4th of July, and then we're staying at Riverside, which is my favorite because one of Pam's friends' daughters are all performing at ESPN. They're cheerleading, so we're going to stay and cheer. But she asked, you know, here's how it is. You know how it is, because my wife asked, well, could we stay like a night or two extra so we can see my... I was like, yes. I don't care what you want to see.
Exactly, sure.
It's already booked. Yeah, it's like, I'll book it right now. So, yeah. So, it's going to be a fun time. But it sounds like you had a great time, and you were obviously bit by the Disney bug. So, Alicia, thanks for coming on the show. It's really put a smile on my face. I know it has for our listeners. And I hope to catch you down at Walt Disney World sometime soon.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at thewisdomofwalt.com. It is summer. School's out, but that doesn't mean you don't have to read. Remember that. Whether you're 50 or 60 or 15, teachers still want you to read over the summer. It's how you expand your horizons. Check out two great books, The Wisdom of Walt and Beyond the Wisdom of Walt. Two great books by author Jeff Barnes, all about Walt Disney and how he got the most out of those around him and obviously built the theme parks that we know and love. So check them out today over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Also, don't forget our friends over at touringplans.com. It's summer, which means the crowds are heading down to Walt Disney World. They're headed to all the theme parks, and you want to be able to stay clear of those crowds and see the most amount of attractions possible on your next vacation. And the best way to do that is with a premium subscription to touringplans.com. It's only a few bucks a year, and you're going to get great information. So check them out today over at touringplans.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. And of course, we've got a great Facebook page over at facebook.com/Be Our Guest Podcast. And don't forget, you can support the show. Just use our Amazon affiliate link when you do that online shopping. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. All right, it's time to cut you loose and let you get on with the Monday. No work today here in the States. We're having the kickoff to summer. It's Memorial Day. And again, we are remembering those who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we can have such a great way of life here in the States. Again, thank you to all who have served and who do serve. We appreciate that very much. So for Alicia, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Happy summer, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.